Welcome to City Corner, a weekly show on KYUK focusing on Bethel City Hall. I'm Christine Trudeau. The guest this week is Bethel City Clerk Lori Strickler. Up for discussion, an open seat to fill on City Council at tomorrow's City Council meeting, a new revamp of the city website, and the October 3rd elections.
My name is Lori Strickler. I'm the City Clerk for the City of Bethel.
Welcome to City Corner.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And now, just to clarify, we're not talking about the agenda per se. We're talking about the clerk's report, which is a report included in the packet that comes out prior to every Bethel City Council meeting. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. It highlights activities for my office, important dates and information for the public as well as the council to be aware and familiar with.
Coming up, we have October elections down the line, right? And what important dates do you think that listeners should know about?
There are a number of them. The first one being the availability of the Declaration of Candidacy packets. So this would be the packet that people interested in sitting on City Council would want to review and fill out and submit in order for their name to be on the October 3rd ballot. So that becomes available in my office as well as on the city's website July 28th. And the candidates interested would have between August 5th and August 21st at noon to submit those packets to my office. My office isn't open August 5th, but that's the filing period. We will be accepting those packets August 7th, beginning at 8 a.m. And my office hours are from 8 until 4. Some other dates for the public to be familiar with, September 3rd would be the deadline to register to vote in the October 3rd election. And that's not just a registration to vote, it's also to update your voter registration information. So if you've moved, you want to make sure that your precinct location is the nearest one to your home. It's important to make sure that your voting records are up to date in advance of the meeting. Additionally, absentee in-person voting will begin on September 18th, and that's going to be available at the city clerk's office. And we do have, some people aren't familiar, but we do have by-mail ballot option in the city of Bethel, and ballots for the by-mail ballot individuals will become available on September 18th as well. So if anybody's interested in receiving a by-mail ballot, they're able to get the applications from the city's website under the city clerk's office. Submit those applications now, and as soon as we have the ballots available, come September 18th, we'll be mailing those ballots out.
September 18th.
Yes, correct.
Okay. And just so everybody's clear, those are mail ballots, right?
Right, yeah. So we would mail the ballot out to you, and it could be dropped off on election day at one of the two precincts through the absentee in-person office or back to our office by mail. As long as it's postmarked by October 3rd and received by my office by October 5th at 6 o'clock is when we hold our canvass for the election.
So there's one open seat right now that's just sort of temporary position to fill, and that's just a two-month or less open seat. You've received several letters of interest by now?
I have, yes. So the deadline for the letter of interest submission is going to be Monday, the 24th at 4 p.m. So far, we've received letters of interest from Brandon Brink, from Mitchell Forbes, Michael Shantz, Joseph H. Moses, Jr., and Maria Romero. And I have qualified all of these candidates, so they are all qualified to be appointed to City Council on Tuesday.
And on Tuesday, what's the review process like? Is that comes up as a special agenda item? And then what's just the technicality of that process, I guess?
Well, it actually varies with each council. The process isn't specifically outlined in code, but the council in the past has provided the candidates an opportunity to provide an opening statement and reasons that they are interested in filling that vacant seat. The council will at times ask questions of the candidates to help them form an opinion and make a decision on who they feel will be best fit in that vacant seat. The appointment process will be by ballot. Somebody would make a motion to appoint so-and-so, and then there would be a ballot issued to each of my council members, and then those ballots will be counted at the council meeting by myself.
Mm-hmm. ideally, you'd have a decision by the end of the meeting, or?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I say absolutely. There are there could be a potential that nobody would be appointed, but I've not seen that done. I anticipate there being appointment under a special order of business, which is at the start of the meeting, and then the person appointed would go ahead and read their oath of office at the start of the meeting and then carry out with the council for the remainder of the meeting.
And that's going to be taking place at the Bethel City Council meeting on the 25th of July, right?
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And just to talk quickly about some of the technical issues that we've had with broadcasting, I know the 27th meeting of June was unable to be broadcast, and there's a couple different ways you can get a wrap-up of that, and that's one way is just looking at the kyuk.org website and looking at the wrap-ups for city council meetings. Is there also something that people can look to at some point on the city's website for that?
Potentially. It depends on what the individuals are looking for. So if there was an ordinance action, it takes about 3 weeks for us to effectuate that action and have the mayor's signature and our publishing company and myself work on getting the information and the documents within our online Bethel Municipal Code. We do put all of our original ordinances and resolutions on the website, but again, the time frame for that isn't immediate, unfortunately. It takes time to make sure that all of the actions on those documents are amended and reflected in the documents themselves and then presented to the mayor for review and signature. I would say the best way to get a general wrap-up of the city's city council action is through the KYUK wrap-up. Community members are always welcome to contact my office as well by email or by phone if they have questions or concerns with regard to the city council meetings and agendas and actionable items. So,
again, this is City Corner on KYUK. I'm Christine Trudeau, and my guest is Bethel City Clerk Lori Strickler. You're listening to a conversation we had last Friday at KYUK Studios. And looking at the clerk's report from for this coming up meeting, there's a couple things on there, and one of them is a website redesign. What's that going to be like?
I'm really excited about it, actually. When I first became clerk in 2009, I think it was, we did a redesign then, updated the photos, and gave it a new look. So it's been a really long time since we've had updated photos and kind of a new look applied to the website. Not only are we going to apply a new look and new photos and give it a fresh new feel, we are modifying the content of the website as well to make it more user-friendly. The website was originally set up more for staff purposes. You know, we know where to go to look for things, but the community members didn't all always know, you know, what fell under departments or what fell under government. So we're consolidating a lot. We're taking a lot of unnecessary information out and putting more information that would be useful to the users, to the community members, to our visitors in the website. So I anticipate that going live sometime mid-August. And then, you know, it is a progression, and I don't have a whole lot of support in working on that website. So there will be a number of changes throughout the course of this year. We hope to have electronic forms on there as well. So again, just more user-friendly content. It's going to take time, and it's a progress. Mm-hmm. So
I think the next item down I was going to talk about on this agenda, or this report, rather, was the organizing process for the community action grant. It's basically kind of just finalizing paperwork that kind of was already passed.
So the council passed a number of months ago a committee. So the community action grant membership would look at the applications received from nonprofit organizations and review those to ensure that they are meeting the goals and the guidelines of the community action grant process. The committee would then provide a recommendation to the council on who should receive grant funding from the City of Bethel and for what purpose. And then the council would then use that recommendation from the committee, from the 9 volunteers, and issue checks. Ultimately, grants to the applicants. there's a review process, and then there would be a follow-up process with the people receiving the grant funding from the city, which would entail them explaining, you know, what the grants were used for, how it was used to progress the granting goals, I guess, of the city. So
you're looking to fill that committee, right?
I am, yes.
People can send their letters of interest to you through your email or to the city?
We have a formal application that is required for the committees and commissions, and that application is available on the city's website and also available at City Hall. And if people are just generally interested or have more questions, they're welcome to send an email to cityclerk@cityofbethel.net. We have two people that have so far been appointed to the committee, and we need at least four to carry out this community action grant process. But ideally, a full membership of nine would be fantastic. Yeah.
I think the last or the second to last thing on here was the cemetery management. And which cemetery was this for?
Well, we have a cemetery management that electronic management system that's for the Memorial Cemetery out by the airport. So electronic records of all the plots. We've got a map. We have really strong records of that cemetery. Unfortunately, the Ridgecrest Cemetery didn't require permits until much later on in the life of that cemetery. So there are a number of people that have been interned in that cemetery that we don't have records on. So my office has a goal of this summer going out there and documenting and establishing a map of the burials and maintaining records of who is there. There have been crosses that have fallen down in the past and, you know, damaged crosses and, you know, faded crosses. And we just want to make sure that we have an historical record of the families and the interments that are out in that cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Does that process kind of mean going and talking to families that might be relatives of those that are buried there? Or how do you figure that out if you don't know?
Well, a lot of the graves there are labeled. They have crosses. I anticipate that there will be a few situations where I will have to go to elders in the community and reach out to the community members to find out if they know who might be in certain locations. So yeah, there are some unmarked graves there.
For the last item, there was the city manager's review of the Swanson's liquor license application.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be going before council, and you had included that in your report. Can you talk a little bit about what that means?
Sure. The Bethel Municipal Code has strict guidelines on how the city processes and reviews liquor license applications. This process is separate, connected, but separate from the conditional use permitting process that the Planning Commission does. What will happen on Tuesday is the council will have an opportunity to review the city manager and the department heads' review and evaluation of the license, which means the license location, the tax information from that business owner, as well as ingress, egress to the property and any fire life safety issues that have been observed by the department heads. So the city manager has written a report that kind of summarizes all of these aspects and ideas and has done this with every liquor license in the past. The council will be reviewing this and making a determination on whether or not they are going to take action on the license. What I mean by action is determining whether or not they're going to protest the issuance of this package store license. Mm-hmm. If the council, one council member or a majority of council members determine that they do have an intent to take action or to protest this license, then a resolution would be drafted by myself and the attorney and then presented to the council at the following council meeting. Not at this meeting. This is just a review meeting.
I see. So are there any other announcements or anything else from the clerk's office you wanted to share?
You know, I think it might be too early for some, but I'm really excited about this upcoming election. And this will be the first year that the city has their own election equipment, which I am personally very excited about. In all of our elections, we always offer an opportunity for language translation services. I hope that people are aware of this, but, you know, I'm going to take this opportunity to express to people if they have language translation needs during absentee in-person voting, special needs voting, or on election day, that we will have translators available through every step of the election process. I have translators translators available at City Hall if there's ever questions about the proposition that's going to be on the ballot. And yeah, I want to encourage people that have questions with regard to the election to please contact my office and watch for the new election equipment. It should make the election day process much more clean before we run our October election concurrent with the state's REALA election, And what that means ultimately is the voter would be issued two ballots. One would be a city ballot and one would be a state ballot, and they have to go in two separate ballot boxes. Mm-hmm. The state ballot would go into an AccuVote machine that was automatically read, and then the city's ballot would go into a metal box and then be ran through the AccuVote machine after the close of the polls. Now, both ballots will go into an AccuVote machine so that the voter is automatically voting, and the the ballot itself is being read automatically when the voter is voting on election day. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That is exciting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. Bye now.
You've been listening to Bethel City Clerk Lori Strickler on City Corner. You can hear City Corner every Monday. Got general questions about what's going on in City Hall? You can submit them anonymously by emailing news@kyuk.org. I'm Christine Trudeau, and thanks for listening to City Corner on KYUK.